Hey, and welcome to Saturate with your host, gospel singer, and Bible teacher, Chris Norman. Saturate is a program where we study to show ourselves approved, not ashamed, and rightly dividing the word of truth. So grab your Bible and study along with us as we dig deeper in order to expose a lot of erroneous preconceived ideas about God's word. As we prepare to study, let's pray. Father, thank you for making your word available to us, and thanks for the Holy Spirit's anointing to discern what we read today. In Jesus' name, amen. And now, here's your host, Chris Norman.
Well, hello again, everybody. Welcome to Saturate. What a beautiful day it is to serve Jesus Christ. I'm going to tell you, folks, the Bible says we ought to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all the things you have need of. God knows what you need. It'll be added unto you. What's the kingdom? Righteousness, peace, and joy. And the Holy Ghost, and the Bible says it pleases God to give you the kingdom. Isn't that good? Isn't that good to know that he wants you to have righteousness, peace, and joy? Oh, folks, let the Holy Spirit get up on top of you and do great things. We've got a scripture in the King James that says, for in him we live and move and have our being. That's Acts 17:28. Another version that says, for in him we live and move and exist. There's another version that says, we live and move and are. You remember all your be verbs from high school? Am, is, are, was, were, be, being, been. Remember? Well, are. So in other words, you're a new creature in Christ. And that's what we want to talk about today, talking about eternal salvation, eternal security, because you are a new creature in Christ. And Jesus has moved into you. And he's not only moved into you, but now you live and you move. Everything you do, even your very existence, is because he is in you. Enjoy this song right here from the Williams Brothers called Move In Me. We'll be right back.
Can I talk to you, Lord? I want to be singing your praises. I want to be singing your songs. I want to be dancing with all of my might, praising all the day long. Oh, Lord, whatever's unlike you, just take it on. Lord, I need you and I have no doubt. Move in me. Move, Lord, oh, move in me. Move, God, sing for me.
I wanna be singing your praises. I wanna be singing your song. I wanna be dancing.
Whatever it takes to be more like you.
Shake me and mold me, make me new. However you move, Lord, I'm for you.
I want to be you, Lord. I need you to move in me. Oh, Lord.
I want to be singing your praises. I want to be singing your song, Lord.
Ooh.
that you might live.
Hey, yeah, moving me, Lord. That's what I want. Let me tell you, this ain't a trouble-free life, but I know one thing. It is the most peaceful existence you can imagine. Listen to this. The Amplified version of 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "Therefore, if any person be or is engrafted in Christ the Messiah, he is a new creation, a new creature altogether. The old previous moral and spiritual condition has passed away. Behold, the fresh and the new has come," folks. The reason you can rest assured that your salvation in Jesus Christ is eternal is because you are a new creature in Christ. Well, you might say, "Well, I'm still stuck in a lot of this old stuff." Well, you know, the Bible says God knows your frame. He understands that you still live in a flesh body within. It's not so much the skin, but the flesh is a mindset that wars against the spirit. The flesh and the spirit are always at war with each other. It's going to be that way until the day Jesus Christ returns and this mortal body takes on immortality. This corruption takes on incorruption, and we will be changed and we will be like He is. But thank God we have promises in the Word that says there's no temptation that's not common. And with every single one of them, there's made a way of escape. Folks, listen to me. All you got to do is get in God's Word, stay in God's Word. It's not enough just to say no. Now, thank you, Mrs. Reagan. We appreciate you. But it's not enough to say no. You cannot get rid of evil thoughts just by displacing, by telling them to go away. You have to displace them with good thoughts. You have to put good things in. When you fill yourself with God, then the ugly and the old will move on out of the way. Light. Let me read you this scripture before I move to another place. This is Isaiah chapter 60. It says, "Arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people." Brother, that's where we are right now. If you don't see this world, it's getting darker every day. That's where we are. "But the Lord will arise over you, and His glory will be seen upon you. The Gentiles shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising." Talking about people who are in Christ. Now, this is Isaiah, but Isaiah was one of our greatest prophets that prophesied about Jesus Christ. And this is a prophetic prophecy here that when Jesus comes, He said, "I'm the light of the world." Boy, I'm getting off on a tangent here, but it's a good one. And He said, "The light came and the darkness comprehended it not." And we've done this study before. That word "comprehend," it meant that it could not overtake it or bring it down. The darkness cannot put out the light of Jesus Christ. That's just simply all it is in a nutshell. All right, let's get to where we're going. Salvation, point number 3, cannot be lost because it is eternally a new position in Jesus Christ. Now, if you will, here's your homework. Okay, here's your homework assignment. You ready? I want you to read Ephesians chapter 1, chapter 2, and chapter 3. If you read these 25 times in those three chapters, you're going to hear the term "in Christ." The theme of those chapters is the believer's position in Christ. In contrast, if you read the rest of it, Ephesians 4 through 6, it's going to describe the believer's walk in the world. We're talking about the believer's walk in the world. The term "walk" is used 9 times in those chapters. And this teaches us the important truth that salvation is a matter of position and practice, relationship and fellowship, union and communion, standing and state. The believer's position and relationship with Christ is eternally secure the moment he's born again into the family of God, whereas the believer's practice and fellowship change according to how we live. The believer is a child of God forever, though he might not be walking in sweet fellowship every day of this earthly sojourn. All right, so let's start reading some scriptures. This is Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1 says, "I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called." I'm going to go ahead and read the rest of them. Ephesians 4:30, "And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption." Folks, you're sealed unto the day of redemption.
in Ephesians chapter 5. Remember, we're talking about the walk in this world, okay? It says, be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. Chapter 5, verse 3 says, but fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as become saints. And verse 8 says, for ye were sometimes darkness, but now ye are light in the world. Walk as children of light. So we read it a while ago, talking about that the light has come to you. Arise and shine, for your light has come. See, in Christ, we're new creatures. Don't think for one minute that God has ever created something bad. He's never created anything that was bad. The devil's going to try his best to convince you you're just no good. Well, without Christ, we were no good. But the Bible says that he loved us so much that even while we were no good, yet sinners, it says, Christ died for us. That was the payment. That was the substitution we talked about in point two. And now in point three, the reason he did it was so that he could create something. See, he's a creator. He's a creator. God's always a creator. The devil comes to steal, kill, and what? Destroy. The first thing he's going to do before he can kill, he's got to steal. He's got to steal your identity in Christ. He's got to get you convinced that you're just no good, that you're just that same old dog you used to be. Because, see, we talked about the flesh, wars against the spirit all the time. So we do have to do diligence. We do, just like our instructions say here. You know, don't give way to the trash of the life. If you read 1 Corinthians, you'll find out Paul was talking to the Corinthian people, and he kept reminding them, you know, you are the temple of the Holy Ghost. He kept telling them that. You are the righteousness of God in Christ. Even though we know from studying, they were in some serious sexual immorality. They were dealing in sin. They were dealing in a lot of garbage. Had they fallen from salvation? No, my friend. We just read the scripture. It says, don't grieve the Holy Ghost. A lot of people get this idea that the Holy Spirit will just leave you. I've had people preach that. He said, oh, he's like a little scary little dove. As soon as you make a wrong choice, there he goes. He's gone. That is so untrue. Folks, why in the world would the one, the author and the perfecter of your faith, the Holy Spirit inside of you, leave you when you need him the most? And it's when you're messing up, when you're falling, when you're not walking in total the correctness of believing that you need the presence of the Holy Spirit in your life more than ever. So yeah, he gets grieved, but he never leaves. So folks, I'm going to tell you right now, you have been created a new creature in Christ. And for that very reason, you are eternally secure. Now, it doesn't mean you're totally sanctified. Doesn't mean you're perfect. You're getting that way. You have been sanctified. You are being sanctified. And on that day when he comes, you will be fully sanctified. Get Jesus Christ in your heart today. Get on this journey with the rest of us of getting closer and closer and closer to Jesus Christ, who we live and move and have our being in. Folks, we're so glad that you came to Saturate today. Will you please call the radio station and let them know how much you appreciate it? We want to see you again same time, same place tomorrow, okay? Bye-bye.